Sunday Tama Talk.
Welcome and happy day, listeners. We're here with Venerable Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit, bringing you another inspiring Sunday Tama Talk. Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit is the National Coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand and the beloved abbot of Wat Lung Poso Thammakayaram in Damnon Sadawak District, Ratburi Province, Thailand. He is one of Thailand's most eminent meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators, awarded honorary doctorates from both Mahachulalongkorn Rajavidyalaya University and Mahamakut University. I am Prakrubhadika Dr. Bhatnyana Thiro from the United States. I will serve as your interviewer. Greetings, Venerable Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit. Today is our 36th uninterrupted program, concluding 3 years. We earnestly anticipate further insights. First, however, please review our previous broadcast.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back. Last time, we reflected on the importance of metta, or loving-kindness, in conquering hatred. Lord Buddha taught that conflicts are never terminated through hatred, but only with loving-kindness and forgiveness. This is the way to restore progress, development, moral conduct, faith, and wisdom, both for each of us as individuals and for our violence-torn nation as a whole. We retold the story of the ogress Galayakini, in which two wives feuded across multiple lifetimes as various beings, killing each other's offspring, until Lord Buddha brought them to realize their destructive behavior and replaced their hatred with loving-kindness. Both realized their mistakes and made peace. Then Lord Buddha requested the lady to hand over her son to the ogress. She finally did as directed. After kissing the child tenderly, the ogress handed the child back, and much goodwill was generated on both sides. Lord Buddha concluded with the words that hatred never ceases through hatred in this world, only through loving kindness. This is an eternal truth.
Thank you very much, Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit. Now, what is our topic for today?
Today, we shall reflect on the importance of gratitude. In particular, we focus on our obligation to appreciate the bountiful sustenance of our motherland and to respond with appreciative reciprocity. We begin with a brief proverb from Somdet Pra Sankarat Pusa Teva, Nimitang Sa Tu Rupanang Katanyu Kata Veti. The true emblem of the praiseworthy is gratitude and reciprocity. The Bali word of gratitude is Katanyu. It means first recognizing that one has been the recipient of valuable help from benefactor, and second, feeling thankful for the kindness. Katanyu is usually paired with kataveti, which means expressing this feeling through words and deeds. Lord Buddha identified two types of people who are very hard to find in this stingy world. First is initial benefactor Pupakari, who selflessly volunteers to help those in need. But even harder to find is the recipient who recognizes his debt to the benefactor's kindness and does something to try to repay it. The person endowed with gratitude exhibits faithfulness, integrity, and nobility. Lord Buddha considered gratitude an extremely important component of mental training. At one point, Lord Buddha said that four things were necessary for entry into heaven: right action, right speech, right thought, and gratitude, like humility, and modesty, appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude are powerful virtues for overcoming the natural tendencies towards greediness, stinginess, arrogance, conceit, and egotism. They lead to recognition of our interconnectedness, appreciating how the foundation of knowledge stored in our country's social and cultural heritage and the efforts of our parents, teachers, and friends have all contributed to our own successes. Lord Buddha praised gratitude as the highest sign of perfection. It is the good conduct that leads the practitioner only in the direction of progress and peaceful happiness. If more and more Thai citizens recognize their debt to the nation and respond the gratitude, the nation and its citizens will prosper and find peaceful happiness. However, if citizens behave improperly without gratitude and cause trouble, the country will suffer increasing disunity and disturbances. We have all heard the national anthem over the radio and TV at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. It says in part, Thailand unites the flesh and blood of Thai citizens into the Thai nation. Every single piece is Thai. The nation can endure as long as all Thais remain united. This is intended to remain Thai citizens to live together in peaceful harmony without ill will. It presents, however, the country has fallen into severe disunity, which has impaired social, political, and economic development, and threatens to tear the nation apart. Despite the best efforts of many advisors who love their country, considerable time has passed with no improvement.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. Now, how does this relate to our current political crisis in Thailand? Can Buddhism contribute to its solution?
Yes, Buddhism has significant strategic advice to offer if the politicians will listen. If all sides really want the problem solved, this advice can help. But if they don't really want a solution, it won't do any good. The main reason for the continuing conflict is that no one has attacked the underlying problem. If we consider the cause of the cause back to the root cause of the problem, and then work together to find a solution, we can succeed. But it requires cooperation and willingness to bear the pain. Curing a toothache often requires extraction. Lord Buddha's most pertinent advice is given at the very beginning of the Mangala Sutta. Asevana japalanang pandita nanja sevana pucha japuchana puchaniyanang etamang kalamutamang. Avoid fools, seek the wise, honor the worthy. This is most auspicious. Fools are the ignorant, lacking the wisdom. Some are deluded, not knowing right from wrong. Others knowingly pursue unwholesome courses based on wrong view. Both are driven by intentions based on the three roots of causes of defilement. First, greed, selfishness, craving, and lust. Or second, hatred, grudges, disputes, and jealousy. Or third, delusion, cheating, and abusing power without knowing right from wrong or true from false. None of these problems afflict the wise. Pandits know right or wrong and observe precepts and avoid improper behavior, always thinking, speaking, and acting advantageously with loving kindness and compassion. They also give only good advice. Thus, they and their associates lead peacefully happy lives, free from problems, dangers, and disasters. We should associate with the wise by seeking them out, learning from them, and modeling our behavior after them. We must look for the bandit within ourselves as well as outside. mindfully developing our own wisdom, judicious speech, and virtuous action while carefully controlling foolish or wicked impulses. In our current national context, Lord Buddha's words tell us to avoid fools and elect the wise to Parliament as our representatives to manage and administer the country. We can recognize both fools and wise by their personal virtues and actions. Avoid power-hungry cheaters who usurp the rights of the citizens for their own personal advantage, and elect those who demonstrate justice and virtue, working for the good of the nation and all its people as a whole. Look for righteousness, integrity, and uprightness first, then for intelligence and competence. With this contextual definition, Lord Buddha's words can apply to our immediate national development problems as well as to lofty personal development along the path to Nirvana.
Wow. Thank you, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. That was extremely direct and pertinent. Now, please interpret Lord Buddha's guidance to honor the worthy.
In the context of our national crisis, Lord Buddha's words, honor the worthy, mean honoring the king. We can honor the king by formalizing his legitimacy in our constitutional monarchy by detailing roles and procedures for democratic constitutional monarchy in a formal constitution. Sovereignty stems directly from the people. Thai royal legitimacy derives from consensus of the citizens. Thai citizens collectively request the king to serve as head of state, employing the sovereign power to govern. The king then employs this power through three channels. These are the three sets of procedures which need to be developed and formalized into a mature, modern legal system defined in the Constitution. First, honoring the king to employ sovereign executive power through the cabinet and ministries to administer the country. Second, honoring the king to employ sovereign legislative power through parliament to make laws. Third, honoring the king to employ sovereign judicial power through the courts to administer justice. These powers and procedures need to be clearly spelled out in a democratic constitution, formalizing the constitutional monarchy. To implement this, when the government next holds election for a new parliament, the king will sign a royal decree authorizing the president of the National Assembly as the representatives of the people empowered to make legislation. The president of the National Assembly will then draft and obtain parliamentary approval for two documents. One, Lak Niti Rat, or the law governing the state, and number two, Lak Niti Tham, for the law governing making change in the constitution and enforcing the law justly. From then on, if changes are to be made in the constitution, they must be made in accordance with this formally adopted Dharma law. The president of the National Assembly then selects and proposes the prime minister to be appointed by His Majesty the King. These are the basic principles of democratic government. They provide the framework for specifying a formal modern democratic constitutional monarchy, as well as the legally formulated Dharma law for changing the constitution and for law enforcement and administration of justice. These are the procedures that require detailing. Being grateful to our motherland and reciprocating by electing virtuous representatives, honoring our king, and formalizing a legitimized democratic constitutional monarchy. These are the Buddhist best advice that can help solve our current national crisis and lead to enduring democratic government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratarajan Wisit, for your very direct, powerful, and insightful teaching. Now, could you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Let us begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang pante wising wisung rakanataya desaranena saha banja silani yajama tutiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya desaranena saha banja silani yajama datiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya desaranena saha banja silani yajama.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Atinatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura meraya machapama tathana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Sura meraya machapama tathana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness.
Imani pancha sikkhapadani silena sukhating yanti.
Sathu.
Silena bhoga sampada.
Sathu.
Silena nipputing yanti tatsama silang visothaye.
Sathu.
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue, if available. Now, we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Alokakasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Place your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still. When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahant. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within, due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head. Bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change, for example, from black to gray, which means anicjang, and then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and cause suffering or dukkhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belong to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth, and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicjang, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before, by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila, or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana, or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant, bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Visit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org. Or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Tama Talk.